Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein. Welcome to the Have Your Cake and Eat It Too podcast. You can find me, my podcasts, and my books, and more at AllegraLowenstein.com. Welcome to the 7th episode. I am super excited about our content for today because it is just so powerful for change. This is the kind of work that I do with my clients on a regular basis. And this is really at the heart of how you start creating rituals in your life that really serve you, that really make you feel great, that are really aligned with your values, and that really help you achieve your goals in health and honestly in other realms as well. When I think about health and weight loss, it's really not something that occurs in a vacuum. It's not something that exists in isolation, right? It is at its core that your day-to-day actions, your rituals and you know, your habits, I know that's not a sexy word, but it's true, they're not aligned with your values. Because people think I'm kind of crazy or they don't know where I'm going with things. When I want to start talking about values, to me, that is actually how you get the best results the fastest, is that you dig really deep, you get really ruthlessly clear about what your values are, not what you should be doing, but what is really, really important. Because when you look at the things in your day-to-day life, your rituals, your habits, you're doing things making you feel bad that are making your health need to gain weight. So that is ultimately misaligned with the value of taking care of your body, living in excellent health, improving yourself. Now, the truth is that it doesn't have to be your value, right? So sometimes we just have to accept, or maybe there's a season of life where we need to accept. This is the time where my body actually is going to come second. And I'm going to do this other stuff and take care of these other things. I'm going to work and I'm going to take care of my family. But the problem is that it has to be a season, and that's where we have to be ruthlessly clear about it. If we don't admit to it, don't recognize it, don't realize that this can't keep going because it has to be a season, because when we don't take care of ourselves for long enough, there's really serious consequences, then that's where health problems and just really berate ourselves and get into some totally vicious cycles of trying to fix the problem with isolated solutions and not looking at, okay, so I am going to take this concept that I just introduced, this idea of living out of alignment, our values. Of course, I want to talk about our inner gods and goddesses, right? I kind of know the goddesses better because it's more my thing. But for the men, it's okay. There's a parallel god. Don't worry. So what happens, right? We have these day-to-day things that's happening. Let's just say we are always kind of busy, always behind the curve, and always struggling to know what to eat, so not prepared, which then puts us in a position of kind of just scrambling and eating whatever. Okay. I do this, you do this. You know, my teacher's best friend does this. Like, this is just life. This is life in the modern world. The reality of 21st century stress and busyness. Okay, so we gotta, first of all, just approach it with non-judgment. All right, we live in a super busy, hectic, crazy world. Just the way it is. There's no reason to get mad or berate ourselves over that fact. We're all struggling with that. Except for, like, the monks up on the hill. Most of us aren't going to go live up there, so we just have to be like, okay, this is my life. This is the reality. Okay, so drop the victimhood, okay? Because this is when we talk about, when I talk about my inner goddess, right? There's so many roles and ways that she can take. Let me talk about, I have to admit right now, I always have a plan in mind of the content that I'm going to cover, and I don't know what's happening, I'm just not covering it at all. I've totally deviated. I was going to talk about triggers and Athena. And I'm like, hold on, what's happening? What's coming out of my mouth? I've started now talking about daily, day-to-day actions out of alignment with values. That's fine. This is good content. Now I'm about to start talking about. So, okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm channeling my inner Persephone, I guess. Persephone is the daughter of pop quiz, because this wasn't the myth I was planning to cover. So Demeter has this daughter, Persephone, and I'm not going to tell the whole story in detail, but basically God of the underworld is like, oh, I really want to marry her. I think Zeus is the father also. Maybe he just gets asked because he's the king of the gods, but Hades basically goes to Zeus and is like, oh, can I marry her? Right? He hasn't talked to Persephone. He hasn't talked to Demeter. He just goes to Zeus. I'm pretty sure it is the dad. And Zeus is like, yeah, she's yours. Take her. All right. So first of all, that's a whole other podcast episode talking about how myths can illustrate a patriarchal society and how messed up those values are. But we're going today. So this is then where, like, I'm going to finish the story. Hades grows some magical flower. Persephone's out in the fields and she's like, oh, look at this magical flower. She goes to pick it. The earth cracks open. She falls in. Boom. She's taken to the underworld. Hades is like, oh, guess what? You're my wife now. And she's super upset. And this is the part of the story you probably know. She lives under the earth. I don't remember how long. She refuses to eat because, you know what? Demeter is not her mom. Demeter is her mom. She eats the 6 pomegranate seeds. Okay, but this, in the meantime, so that's the part of the story, and then that's why now she comes to earth for 6 months. It's spring and summer, and she goes underneath for 6 months, and it's fall and winter. But there's two goddesses here that I want to talk about, and how being in alignment with value and being ruthlessly honest about your situation is critical to. Okay, so Persephone gets stolen away, right? So in the beginning, she's like, well, I'm just not going to eat. I don't want to be here. I'm going to waste away because I'm unhappy about my situation. So she's taking a really hard stance about it. Up on the upper world, Demeter, oh my God, my daughter just fell into a hole in the earth and disappeared. Where did she go? What's happening? And apparently all the gods at this point know, but they're afraid that Demeter is going to get mad. So nobody will tell her. So she stops the harvest, right? She's the goddess of the harvest. It's all coming clear as I talk about it. I'm not forgetting as many details. She stops the harvest. So the humans are starving. And this is one thing I love about the Greek myths. I have this weird self-referential thing going on where the gods and goddesses know that they won't exist. The humans aren't there to worship them. So they're real. They were very real back in the day. But they also kind of always knew that they were a figment of imagination. So I love this interesting take. So all the gods, so she stops the harvest. So the humans are starving, right? And all the gods and goddesses are begging her. It has to be a harvest. If the humans die, we die with them. I don't know what happened. So finally, one of the other gods tells her, oh, Hades took her and Zeus said it was okay. And so basically, you know, then she's mad about that. But she's fighting. She's like, you have to bring her back. You have to. So she's like going about it with rage. Okay. And this to me is the parallel of we get pushed into these extreme situations. We're not prepared for our food and we react. I mean, that's like us getting hangry, right? I love to talk about if you're hangry, your inner goddess is all out of whack. If you're hangry, you have been pushed to the limit. If you're hangry, you need to take 10 steps backwards and look at the situation. You shouldn't be getting hangry. It's a sign that things are out of balance. All right, so Demeter's basically hangry. She's fighting with Zeus and everybody else. Well, finally, she was like, forget about it. I'm done talking to you. And she goes in. This is where she goes into her feminine power, right? So she stops fighting. It's a little crazy, but it works. She just basically is like, no more harvest until I get my daughter back. Right? So she stops actively fighting and she basically just goes to what she is in charge of. She's in charge of the harvest. And she's like, no harvest no daughter, no harvest. So she does this total 180 and how she's the problem. Well, at that point, the gods realize she's serious. She's not fighting with them. I love this too, because honestly, okay, I'm good in the food category, right? If you don't know my story, listen to another episode or go on my website. I had terrible emotional eating, extreme sugar binges. I mean, off the deep end, like extreme. It was all emotional. It was like my own quest that was really just a distraction from my own inner work. So I was looking all at the outside instead of looking at the inside, right? That's a really rough summary. Okay, so food, I'm good. But we all have inner work. That's the nature of life. If you're not doing inner work, what's the point of being here? I don't know. So my inner work is a lot of times about relationships with other people, how I prioritize myself, you know, not necessarily with how I'm eating and treating myself, but other things of like how I'm giving time for myself and nurturing certain aspects of myself. So to me, the whole thing about when she's fighting with the other gods, they don't take her seriously. They're like, yeah, whatever. We're just going to yell back at you. And that is something I have learned, something I am still learning, that when you're fighting with somebody, you are actually holding in place the thing that you are fighting about. This was a huge realization for me. So the myths, I love the myths, because not only are they amazing metaphors for what's happening with our bodies, but just so much of what's happening in our life in so many ways. Okay, so she stops fighting. Everyone's like, oh no, now she's really serious. And basically, because all the people are dying, they're like, okay, we're going to get your daughter back. So they go, they get Persephone back. And because Persephone ate the 6 pomegranate seeds, they're like, well, she's bound to the underworld forever. But we're going to make this deal. 6 months up top, 6 months down below. And that's how the seasons came to be, right? So we also kind of get this creation story through the myths. And Persephone, in the meantime, comes to terms with her role, right? So as she's down there for that time, when she eats the 6 pomegranate seeds, she basically sees that in the underworld, that when people come, right? Because the underworld, everybody goes to the underworld in the Greek myths. There's not like 2 different places where good and bad people go, but everybody goes to the underworld. But what happens in the underworld is determined by the life that you lived. And also largely whether or not you pissed the gods off. So she basically sees that people are kind of lost and confused when they arrive at the underworld. And she's like, oh, they actually really need a queen, right? So the king, I don't know what he does. He does whatever he does. But she's like, oh, they really need a queen because they need somebody to like kind of direct them in what they're going to do for the rest of eternity. And so she really comes to accept that she's going to be bound to the underworld. 6 months, she embraces her role as queen of the underworld. And then she embraces her role as like above ground, you know, daughter of Demeter, kind of the carefree, the other 6 months. So for both of these goddesses, they, in the end, come to terms with the situation, right? They accept, just like I said, okay, look, we just live in the modern world. It's busy. Like there's no point in getting mad about that or getting hung up on it or thinking that you can change your external circumstances. You know, most of us aren't going to move to the mountain and become monks or nuns or whatever, right? We're going to keep living our life. And we can change what we do within that life. We can change how we respond within that life. We can't probably change the circumstances of the world around us. So how does this go back to living in alignment with our values and losing weight, right? Okay, I just told you a cool and interesting story. How do we get to the important part, right? So that first step is, of course, seeing our life for what it is and seeing what part we can actually control and what part is out of our control, and being ruthlessly honest and accepting that, right? Because in the beginning of that myth, Persephone is like, I'm just not going to eat. I hate this. And we fall into like victimhood, basically, and Demeter, which, okay, obviously if you're snatched away from your whole life and family, this is really messed up, but it's a myth, right? So we can take this as a parallel. But we can be like mad that we hate our job, or mad that we, you know, had construction workers mess this thing up in our house, or mad that there's rats living in the attic, or You know, we can be victimized about it, or we can just accept it for what it is and figure out the best plan of moving forward. And that's the first step to recognizing what's happening with our health, right? Asking ourselves, look, what part of my life is really imbalanced and out of alignment? Okay, and I can tell you, for the people that I work with, the most common thing that I see is that people are really dedicated to their career. And that's wonderful. I'm not saying that that should change, right? That's the reality of your life. You're dedicated to your career. You're dedicated to life that you're creating. And you're so dedicated, fighting with yourself more or less, and unable to take care of your body in the meantime. We can't quit our jobs and move away into a cave. So how do we start to change that? Really asking ourselves, what am I really trying to get out of this? Okay, so if you want the actionable takeaway item here, you know I'm a big fan of journaling. Get out a journal, whatever, get out the back of a receipt in the bottom of your purse. I don't care where you write this. Ask yourself, why do I want to lose weight? Okay, and I didn't want the superficial answer. I want you to give the real answer. What is this about? This is the ruthless reconciliation of your reality so that you can take a step back and stop fighting with the gods and goddesses and step into your own power. Step into the power that you are actually in control of. Is very limited and incredibly powerful. All you can control is what you do in each moment. That's pretty much it in the entire world. If you own that, your life is going to change so radically and so powerfully. You're going to look back a year from now or 2 years from now and you won't even believe who you were, right? And that's what Demeter did. She stopped fighting with the gods and goddesses. And she said, I'm the goddess of the harvest. And that's all I can control. And that's all I will control. And Persephone, it's like, I don't want to be down here. This is terrible. I'm going to not eat. And then by the time she gets rescued, she's like, actually, place for me down there. There was a role. I have a power down there that's important. I have a purpose I can serve. So that's my introduction to the gods and goddesses and how stories can help us see truths about our own life and how mythology can help us understand a lot of different aspects of what is happening, the environment that we live in, to the day-to-day actions that we're taking, to understanding our own true source of power and claiming that power. Okay, because if you want to lose weight, it comes down to understanding your environment, your day-to-day situations that are pushing you into actions that make you unhappy, that make you eat poorly, not take care of yourself and have extra weight. And it's about owning the fact that you have this moment right now to start moving forward and start, you know, in this exact moment, make the choice that's going to make you feel great. And when we tell ourselves, oh, I need to go exercise, oh, I have to go to the gym 5 times a week, that is a totally different approach to losing weight than figuring out a moment of joy in our day where we can just nourish ourselves, okay? And for me, this happens all the time, okay? The should be, the fighting with my inner god and goddess is that I should be doing more cardio, right? I should be doing more cardio, higher intensity cardio. I should be going to the gym and taking these classes. I tell myself that all the time. And it's BS because I have a lot on my plate. I'm the primary caregiver of my 2 sons. They're super intense. They're very exhausting. I love them. They're amazing. They're sweet and kind and thoughtful, funny, and they are intense. I have a business. I'm writing books. I have clients. I honestly don't know how I would even get any of this done if I didn't have my mother. God bless my mother. Praise the grandparents. Thank you, Mom. And I'm still tired. And I'm not going to go do cardio. Because I'm freaking tired. And instead, I have an amazing, it's not even hiking. It's a walk in nature. It's flat, okay? It's not like up and down exhausting kind of hiking. And it's like 30 to 40 minutes, depending how fast I walk. And I freaking love it. I love it. It makes me so happy. I will gladly do that many times per week. Is it an hour? No. Is it intense? No. Is it super high cardio? No. Is it a ritual? Yes. Is it joyful? Yes. Is it caring for my body? Yes. Is it moving my body? Yes. Ruthless. All right. The ruthless part is not punishing myself to go do cardio because I'm not going to keep doing that because I'm not in the time and space for it. The ruthless part is letting go of the shoulds, what we should be doing. Okay. Just like Persephone, let go of the it's hard to talk about the myths sometimes because if it was real life, it would be super messed up, but it's a myth. We have to remind ourselves of that. Persephone let go of the fact that she was stolen against her will, right? And she embraced being goddess of the underworld and was happy that she didn't have to do it all the time, right? It was 50%. Demeter embraced her own power, got her daughter back. Then she went back, you know, then she did her job. She allowed the harvest, owned her power in a way to get what she owned her power in a way that worked for all of humanity. So I would love to know your thoughts. Would love to know how myths and archetypes come into play in your life, how they help you see your health journey, how this myth and this story helps you get ruthlessly clear on what's really at play in your life and your health. Hop on over to AllegraLowenstein.com and leave a comment. I always post all of my podcasts in the blog. You can go and leave a comment right there underneath the podcast episode. I would love to hear your thoughts. And of course, I'm a big fan of journaling. If you like this first journaling prompt from today's podcast episode, make sure that you go check out my other journals. I have Emotional Eating Detox, Body Wisdom Journal, and coming up November 2018, I will have Food Journal Magic. And also my first non-journal book coming out. I'm super excited. It's called Kitchen Magic. Simple recipes and rituals to manifest health and happiness in your life. Check it out, AllegraLowenstein.com. Hope to hear from you soon.